What's up, my people? Welcome to the CE Okoye podcast. If it's your first time here today, thank you so much. Please do subscribe to my podcast. And for my managers, my fellow CEOs, y'all are the real MVPs. Thank you. I also want to specially welcome you to 2021, a year to do. When I say to do, I mean just act. Act upon that dream. Chase that goal. Quit procrastinating. My men, go and marry. Stop doing all this fresh boy till I die nonsense. Just do it. Nobody should come to me. Nobody should call me. I'm not in that category. Anyway, so we're going to be jumping right into what we have to discuss. Today is the part two of the last episode we had, which was opinion. After the last one, it was so obvious, it was evident that we needed to have a second part to it. And a friend of mine sent me a message, you know, sharing his own story. And I think it's something that we all need to hear too. And so we're going to be diving right into that. And then when we come back from there, I'll share my own thoughts on the whole thing. But if you haven't already, I think you should stop at this point and go listen to the last episode, Opinions. That way you can get the whole gist about what we're talking about. So don't go nowhere. We will return with the remaining part of this episode.
Talking about opinion, I've been a victim of an opinion from a loved one before, you know, family member for a fact. Now, it is difficult for us to question their opinion because usually it comes with the right motive. I mean, at least it's easy to say that if you have a sister, you have a brother, whatever they say to you or about a project you're embarking on, it could be with the purest of intentions, at least. I mean, it should be like that. So I've been in that place before where I was super low on confidence. You know, I'd question the things I know and the things I didn't know. The fear of the unknown would make me easily take an opinion of someone that has my, you know, best of my interests at heart. So I was out of high school and 4 years between when I finished high school and when I got into the university, I was very low on confidence, you know, running up to the fourth year. I had written jam year after year after year. Finally, on the last year, I would have my results, which came good, but I couldn't make past the post-UME. Now, I had plans. I'm like, okay, so if this is not working, I'm not writing jam again after that fourth try. I chose to go get an entrance form for the Petroleum Training Institute. And I'm like, okay, if I'm going to have to do diploma, then it should be with the option of me enlisting for a certain training that guaranteed at least up to 80% of having a job afterwards. So I would think, what course can I do? I was just sharing, you know, my idea, my thoughts with my sister, and she was like, you've been out of school, you're this, you're that, you're rusty, go for what you know, this course would be relatively easy and you come out with a very, very good grade and you jump into the training program, boom, 2 years, 18 months you're done and you know, you get a job or something. It sounded so appealing. More so, my sister would not advise me to do this if she didn't think there was, you know, there was something in it for me. I promise you, I took it up. I mean, I would not question that opinion. I would not research. I'm like, oh, she's older than me. She's got bigger friends in this system. So if she's saying this, obviously she knows what she's talking about. Little did I know that, you know, the discipline, the course I went in for was not one of the courses enlisted for the training programs. Fast forward 2 years down the line, I am out of the polytechnic and it's time to enlist for this program, this training program. It hits me, my discipline wasn't enlisted, like my course wasn't enlisted, and it was crazy for me because left for me alone, I would easily have chosen a core engineering and challenged myself to live up to it. But I had an opinion that I thought reflected on who I was at the time and not who I could become, you know. And that was very, very detrimental to how my life turned out. But all things working together, I mean, God's plan, God always has a plan. I am where I am today, but it's totally different from what I did in school. But my point, you know, sharing this story with you is the fact that opinion from people that love you, opinion from people that you are vulnerable to, can either make you or damage everything you've ever worked on, built, or anything. So in as much as it is important that no man is an island, you have to share ideas with people and, you know, stand a chance of getting better at whatever you commit to do, it is also very, very important that you ask yourself if this opinion does not fit into what you are about, which means you have to know what you are about. Tell yourself the truth and follow through. It don't matter whoever, you know, gives an opinion about whatever it is. Bottom line is, it is your story, it is your life, it is your destiny. Someone's bad opinion is going to slow you down. Yeah, but you don't have to shut the door to opinions because you're afraid of people's bad opinion. Bottom line is, you should be able to vet everything, ask yourself certain questions, and own up to, you know, discussions or decisions that concern your life, your destiny. Because if you in the end say, oh, my sister said I could do this, my brother said I could do that, so I went ahead to do it, what do you say you can do? Which is actually the most important thing. I believe this is a question that we all, you know, should really answer, as it has to do with destiny. Chima, with these few points of mine, you know the rest. Thank you.
Wow, hearing this story just made me realize that people are actually living their lives to please others. And you'll be very shocked to know the number if we took a poll. This brings me to the question though, posed from this episode. As a person of influence, is it possible that I'm superimposing my opinion on that person who has come to me for advice? The truth is, most times the special advisors, in quotes, don't advise you from your point of view. Rather, they advise you from their own point of view, from how they see things. And that's not wrong, but you taking your decision based on someone else's point of view is dangerous. Here's my recommendation. When giving an opinion, make it open in such a way that the person you're advising has the option of making his or her final decision, and not you presenting it in such a way that there is little or no room for options. Make them understand that what you're telling them is from your own point of view and not theirs, and that they still have the responsibility to make their own decision based on the suggestions you've given them. Finally, always lead them back to the giver of all wisdom, Christ. If possible, make them understand that you also join in them in prayers. Listen real good to this. If you missed every other thing I've said so far, don't miss this. Someone might take a decision based off of another person's opinion or influence, but the consequences or the results from the decision made will never be shared. I'll take that again. Someone might take a decision based off of another person's opinion or influence, but the consequences or results from the decisions made will never be shared. It will squarely be carried by the recipient of that opinion. All right, folks, that's the much I'll be taking on this episode. Till next time, when you'll be hearing from me again. Peace!
Thank you so much for listening. If you loved what you heard, please subscribe. Share the link with friends and loved ones as well, so they can hear what you've heard too. Also, follow me on Facebook, Chima Okoye, on Instagram at C Okoye, that is CEEOKOYE, and on Twitter at Okoye CE, so we can link up and get notifications when my new episodes drop. Also, for sponsorship and ads, kindly send a mail to okoyechima84@gmail.com. That is okoyechima84@gmail.com. Have a blessed week ahead.